It is the 200 level. Mike Carpenter in the garage with Isaac Ambrose and special guest Kent Lowmore, who is, hey, for those superstitious folk, Kent has been with us a couple times before. The Chattanooga postseason win of 2022, and then the bragging rights game this year, which ended well for Illinois. And it is a one-point Illinois lead, not a one-point deficit, but hey, listen, the life of an Illini fan is full of nerves. The stomach is churning. You know, you're getting a pretty good shot here for Morehead State. And Isaac, I don't know how to feel. I just want this game to start so we can just get back to it. Because there were some good things in the last 10 minutes, but you didn't extend that lead despite Minix and Lathan slowing down a bit offensively.
I think you just, when you went up 5 or 6, it sort of felt like for a few minutes that maybe Terrence, maybe somebody, veterans would step up, right, and you would go up 10 and sort of keep them at arm's length. But the fact that they just came back and kept fighting back, and really that Minix and Lathan didn't even do that much the last few minutes, yep. And you're still only up 1.
Aww. Oh, cute kid on the screen. Now, Kenton is going to be manning the YouTube chat feed. And, Kenton, what is the general consensus in there so far?
People are feeling fine. A couple people are a little nervous. We've got Justin Carpenter.
No relation.
No
relation. Hello,
a little
Justin.
Nervous. Started the chat, but everyone else is feeling fine. The consensus is, look, Morehead State is not going to be able to maintain this. We're going to find what we need.
That's just so interesting to me. I'm not trying to like frustrate people, but to me, Morehead State didn't play that great. Like they played really strong in the first like 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, I get it.
And then yes, I know they were like they hit a couple of tough shots. Like we were sitting here saying that one guy in the paint that hit a fadeaway over Coleman. I think like what are you gonna do? But at the same time, they weren't 10 for 14 from three or whatever. They were what, like 6 for under 50%.
And you were one, you had one more miss than them from three, but as many makes.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's weird. I think it's a first half where you look at Ty and the just weird discombobulation. We'll know pretty early on if he's able to shake that off here in the second half. Quincy was a non-factor, but in very limited time. I think that you got to ride the Dane train. You got to just attack the rim and just draw fouls, because Kenton, I was looking at the box score. We have, I think, 4 free throws attempted, and they're all by Terrence Shannon Jr. It's not that I want Dane to take the free throws. I just think that, if anything, we might have been settling for too many threes. I don't know if there's a... And also, do you have a box score that's going to be open too?
Yeah.
Okay, so Ken's our box score and our YouTube chat guy. So 39-38 is what we're going to be heading into this with. We started a couple minutes earlier just to get going. And yeah, I mean, I'm nervous. And we can address this now. If you win, you're playing an 11 seed.
Yeah.
Now, they are a tough 11 seed. I think that we saw that today. Duquesne is the reason I picked him. Watching them a little bit Sunday, they're a scrappy bunch. Great defense. And I wouldn't expect that to be an easy game either if you make it through this one. The old adage, survive in advance, Isaac. Mm. Is that just what we got to adapt again? Because I think we've been so gun-shy from the last few years that instead of survive in advance right now, it's existential dread if you aren't feeling great about this.
Yeah, I'm just it's hard to not think about like losing to a 14 seed, just to add that to Illinois' tournament history.
We have before. Austin Peay in 1987.
Okay, sorry. I'm saying like add another awful loss. And the fact that we were texting about this earlier, like your draw right now would almost outweigh or like balance out the scales of how you got screwed over by matching up with Houston.
And Loyola to an extent, than like, being underseeded.
I mean, the fact that if you beat a 14 seed, you're going to play Duquesne, who I think was like 103, and then KenPom or
they
something
were,
crazy?
They were, that might be right. Within the last month, they've climbed up quite a bit. I know defensively
they're better than 103.
I want to say they're 85 or something
okay,
like that.
But
nonetheless, that's about what you would get from an 11 seed conference tournament champion.
Right.
And them getting an 11 seed as a conference tournament champion shows that they're one of the better conferences that need that automatic.
Regardless,
bit.
I know, I'm pretty sure they were the worst 11 seed technically.
I think according to the S curve or whatever.
So if you can't beat a 14 seed and the worst 11 seed in the field, then you don't deserve to make the Sweet 16 anyway.
There is a simplicity to it. I mean, it's right there for you.
Right.
What my immediate thought after these first games ended, Kent, was it's a business trip now. Like, I mean, that's it. Just take care of business.
Absolutely.
Whether it's by 20 or 1, I mean, would I prefer to be by 20? Sure. I don't think that's going to happen, but I'm anxious to see these first 4 minutes here. We have the TV muted, so here's the thing. Chat thread, if you pick up on things happening during the game, whether it be a review that they're making or something like that, kind of keep us abreast of that if you can. We're about to get underway here with a one-point Illinois lead. Don't know who gets the ball first.
I think we do.
So they won the tip?
They won the tip.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, I think we do get the ball first, which, hey, there you go. I assume we're going to start, of course, like every other game, with the starting five. And what I'm looking for here, Isaac, is just Ty to chill, yeah. You know, because he was so good in the Big Ten tournament. And I think against this defense, you can get some baseline looks for him, easy little drop-offs. Terrence Shannon Jr., they're showing right now, 19 points, but we see 2 for 7 from three,
yeah.
5 for 6 from two. So, and we're underway. 20 minutes to go in this ball game.
Let's go.
Here we go. Marcus Damask with the ball. Coleman coming up for a screen here. Here's Terrence. And Ty getting a pick. Terrence immediately attacking. Nothing there just yet, but he still has... Okay, kicks it back out. Luke... No, Damask. I'm sorry. Why am I still mixing them up at this point? With 20 seconds elapsed, here's Ty. Baseline is no good, and it wasn't even close.
I mean, that's exactly how you... I know for a fact that's what they worked on at halftime.
Yes, this is what we're going to do.
Marcus got double-teamed, and you get Ty wide open.
And that was not close, man. And wow. An alley-oop for Morehead State. It is 40-39, and I think the only scary... Well, not the only scary thing. Any team that starts believing that they can win,
yep,
is just going to kind of grow and fester.
So much for never looking back.
Yeah, well, we were up 5, and you had said that. No, when we took the 2-point lead, you said never look back at this point.
Yeah.
Coleman, or
so
sorry,
you
Quincy...
Get-
gets his own board.
Oh, my gosh.
And just kind of haphazardly gets knocked out of bounds of the Illinois ball. But.
Two of your three starters that didn't score at, or do anything in the first half, you get
two
very,
bad misses.
Very clean looks. Oh, my God.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm trying to find... yeah, this is... Hey, listen, it's scary times because of recent history. I understand that. All right, here's the inbounds to Ty. Ty over to Quincy. Coleman coming up top here. We got Coleman on the left wing, giving it to Damask, who's going to try to work baseline here.
That's a mismatch, isn't it?
It's not who you want.
A jump ball. Minix gets the jump ball. It will be Morehead State ball and an inauspicious start.
That is exactly what Morehead wanted. They want Minix, the guy who is also very good at booty ball and way bigger than Marcus.
Boy, we look out of sorts early on here. It's only a minute in. Morehead State's contingent feeling good, understandably. 40-39. This is going to be Minix with Coleman on him. Coleman trying
get
to get the
it.
Steal.
Go, Terrence.
Go, baby.
Get up.
Terrence trying to get the steal. He.
Oh! High IQ basketball.
That right there. I'm terrible at play-by-play. Looked like he was going to get a break. He fell over, but all the way down by Illinois' hoop, Terrence throws it off.
I don't
off
think I've ever seen that before.
He did something like that in the Wisconsin game, too. Like just some high IQ play.
Man.
God, he's a player.
Holy smokes, that was super smart.
Well done, Terrence. So it's going to be Illinois ball, fresh shot clock.
So again, you're in a position where Terrence is the only guy that decided to come to Omaha.
I know,
For the most part.
Yeah, and it's just, it really is. I don't know if it's even a mental thing, Isaac. It's just an execution thing at this point.
Yeah.
Just execute, make shots.
And again, like I can get upset at Brad and stuff, but like Ty, like he's not, like Ty just...
There you go.
Thank you.
Up and in. Was Ty, that a weird...
That was super, like Terrence wasn't expecting to get the ball, I don't think.
Max, a little bit. Yeah, sorry, guys.
Sorry, we're yelling.
Yeah, there's going to be a few distorted moments of this.
You might just have to put up.
We're all about the high fidelity here at the podcast. There's going to be Minix for three.
No way, dude.
And it's in and out, fortunately. Quincy gets the board. Dane is in there early. I like that. In for Ty, who is ineffective. Here's Damask on the little shovel pass from Coleman. So this is Coleman. I like Dane in this game. I think you got to play him for most of the second half. Damask on the baseline here with Minix on him. Back up to Coleman. Coleman trying to drive it in himself. And it will just be taken away. He wanted the foul. He doesn't get it. Quincy stopping the ball a bit, but Coleman late back because he was complaining. Minix gets the three. Well, if that wasn't a Coleman Hawkins play of the worst kind.
You remember a few minutes ago when I said I love Coleman Hawkins?
Yeah. That's really frustrating. Damask up top to Quincy. It is going to be stolen, and it's going to be a dunk. For Morehead State, it
wow.
is not a block from Quincy, and Illinois needs to wake their asses up. Wow. This
nice
is going to be Dane.
Dane!
Nice
Unbelievable,
pass.
Man. Oh, nice pass and a better finish.
Yeah.
Not a gimme from Dane there to tie it up 43-all. Guys, come on. You're athletically superior to this. You're bigger. You're better. Just start playing like it. Terrence on. Now, Lathan's not number three, right?
Lathan's up right there. Top right now, and that's Quincy on him.
I mean, that's just so he just got he gets in the lane so easy.
Yeah. So Terrence is on the point guard for Morehead State. Minix kind of putting a forearm shiver in Coleman's neck. Minix is going to take this himself. Coleman on him.
Good D.
Great defense.
Great defense.
Fantastic. Oh my God. That's bullshit. Man, oh man. A foul on Coleman on the shot, and I don't know what more he could have done defensively. Man. Sorry, guys. It's already going to get the explicit label. All right. So,
I guess he could have gone more straight up,
I
but
guess,
like.
But come on. After all that, so that's his second foul, I believe. Something to look at or watch for. Minix with 15 already, 6 for 11 from the field. Free throw is up. It is good. 1 point lead for Morehead State. I mean, Isaac, I guess if you want to take solace in anything, it's that we're only down one despite being out of sorts. I don't know.
Yeah.
But stop being out of sorts.
Yeah, maybe wake up.
Okay, so Quincy came out. I wonder if Luke came in for him. I would actually like this lineup with Luke, Dane. Yep. Luke, Marcus, Coleman, Dane, and Terrence. So the second one is up and in. It's a 2-point Morehead State lead with 16:44 to go. So your 1-point lead is now a 2-point lead from
So Morehead it was 41:40 at half?
No, 39:38.
Oh,
right?
That's right.
Yeah. All right, here's Marcus.
Oh, yeah.
Minix on him. He's trying to drive it in. Ooh. Up, no good. Dane with the board. Up, no good. And he gets fouled. 16:26 to go. Marcus did not finish around the rim. Point blank shot there.
I also hate that angle. Like, we can't tell what the heck is going on.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to be negative about that.
God, if it wasn't the game, now it's the freaking camera angles.
Man.
I know. Man. It's just point blank.
Point blank
layup. It's a layup. And Dane's been great. That was his first miss of the day. All right, 45-43.
Man, this feels so much like the Ohio State game or something.
It does feel more like Ohio State, where I didn't think you were awful. But you weren't right.
No.
Dane makes his first. 45-44.
It's just annoying. Like, the three a little bit ago was because Coleman didn't get back. Like, that and one. I mean, I guess that was good defense by Coleman.
Yeah.
But.
No good there from Dane. He makes one of two. It's 45-44, so Illinois back on defense. Illinois today, only 6 free throw attempts, 23.5 on the season. Now, they have attacked the rim more consistently this half. They've yet to shoot a three this half. Luke Goody is on Minix, which he played some minutes on Minix in the first half.
That's a tongue twister.
Yes, minutes on Minix.
Man,
here's
that's
a take.
So easy.
And a block from Terrence. It's 16:04 left. 8 on the shot clock, and Morehead State keeps the ball.
Man.
God dang it, man. I won't poop for days after this. Sorry, that wasn't necessary. How's the chat thread doing, Kenton?
A little tame,
yeah. We need more action on our end.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the inbound.
Holy
it's going to be a three for Lathan. It's no good.
Thank God.
Long board. It will be Illinois ball coming out of the media timeout. 45-44.
If you watch that, Coleman was just not, like, he was just looking somewhere else, and Lathan just sprints out and gets a wide open three.
Okay. Well, I don't feel great. I don't feel awful. I just wish this were easier, but it is Illinois basketball in the NCAA tournament. Maybe it won't be. 200 Levels brought to you by DP Dough, online at dpdough.com for all the best deals and prices. dpdo.com. Also, State Farm agent Brian Hansen online at brianismyguy.com for life, auto, home, business renters. You name it, Brian is my guy, and he could be your guy as well at brianismyguy.com. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend. Get your AC check scheduled today by calling 217-841-4728. That's Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend. And finally, Owen Builders LLC, online at owenbuildersllc.com. It's that time of year to get your next home project scheduled. Home additions, patios, decks, and many other things available from the guys over at owenbuildersllc.com. I got to thank Poor Brothers for hosting us. Great spot to grab a brew or a fancy cocktail and watch some of this NCAA tournament action and the Champagne Showers podcast network as well. All right, so still tame in the chat thread, Kenton, am I?
Minutes on Minix. Throw us a like in YouTube for Mike's classically trained articulation.
Very Ron Burgundy. All right, well, it's pulling teeth. It's weird because I do feel kind of like the Big Ten tournament, like, does it reset and now you got to knock the dust off again? I mean, it took in the Big Ten tournament three halves to finally be yourself.
You wouldn't think that you would need to keep doing that. But at the same time, it's like Nebraska was playing really well. That's like you're literally playing a 14 seed for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying Morehead's bad. Like we were talking before, Morehead beat. I think Morehead's better than BYU and Duquesne. Like just
they're
the way,
playing better
the way
than
they're
those
playing
two
right
teams
now.
Did.
But you wouldn't think that you would need some sort of 10-point from behind comeback, second half spark. I mean, it really comes down to, like, Terrence is the main starter playing well. That's it.
That's basically it.
Yeah, so Ryan in the chat, another example of this team being incapable of seizing opportunity. Seeing Duquesne win should have lit the fire that they could walk to the Sweet 16. But instead, another tight game.
Yeah, and I don't want to be overly negative about that because this thing could turn quickly in a positive
but
direction.
But it's still, that would still be fair, I think, at this point. Like, you've taken, what, 24 minutes? Like even so, say you win this game and pull ahead, like you still look bad for the most part for 24 minutes outside of Terrence Shannon. And
yeah, like, that's true. Yeah, I don't know why I don't.
So
get it.
I think we talked about this last time. Like how many halves of good NCAA tournament basketball has Underwood's teams played?
You just
added pretty much 20 more minutes.
Yeah, another half that wasn't great. Yeah, I'm not going to say the first half was good by any means. And this has not been a good start. Yeah, I don't know, guys.
You have 44. Like, we were... It's... Yeah.
All right. Illinois ball, 15:58 to go. Just for the love of God, win. I mean, like, that's all that matters. We'll deal with style points later. Here's DeMass bringing it across. Looking for Dane down low. They find Dane. Dane with a nice baseline move. He kicks it out to Terrence, over to Luke, over to Marcus. The rotation continues. Marcus on the baseline finds Dane up
wow.
and out.
Nice. Great pass.
Great pass and easy finish there for Dane to make it 46-45. I think this is your bulk of the lineup.
Dane. We need Dane this
Yeah,
time.
I mean, if Quincy and Ty are going to play awful, you need like a huge Dane game to offset.
Yeah, and Travel. Who's going to stop Dane on Morehead State? Three for Morehead State is up. It's no good. That was badly missed.
Oh, my gosh.
Dane knocks it out of bounds. It's just, yeah, it's the little things right now, guys. Like that right there. It gives him a second chance.
I mean, your defense is already bad enough. You can't be not grabbing rebounds.
Right. You got to take advantage of those missed threes. Okay, so Terrence works over the screen. Here's a take from Morehead State.
Oh my gosh, somebody.
He didn't take the three. I'm surprised by that. Okay, now there's a three-point attempt. It's up, and it's no good.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's going to be a rebound for Minix. He misses it, and it's going to be Illinois ball. Thank goodness. Gracious me. Here's Coleman. Coleman with the ball. We need a big shot here. Here's Dane on the block.
Good, Dane. Nice.
He gets fouled. Dane is not going to be stopped by this team, guys. You just got to ride him out. Should be plenty fresh. He hasn't played a whole lot of minutes cumulatively this year. Illinois will take the ball from underneath. And I will say this, though, guys. What I am encouraged by is Illinois' offensive style this half has been attack, attack, attack. They haven't finished.
Yes, we haven't settled for three so far.
No, no. And I imagine they will keep attacking.
Now, all granted, right. When Dane's in the game, you're not going to be settling for probably many threes anyway.
True.
But.
All right, here is Marcus. He is working in the left corner. He takes it into the lane. Up. No good.
Good Dane.
Doesn't have
Dane
it
with
today.
The board.
Dane
yeah!
does.
And
Dane does. Let's go.
And the dunk.
Okay, just freaking do that then. Like, if that's how you have to win today.
Hey, yeah, he's 5 for 5.
He's 5 for
from the
5.
Field?
Holy Toledo.
Holy moly, Dane. All right, 48-45, 14:30 to go. Morehead State with the ball. They're basically five out, well, four and one in. This is going to be just kind of rotating around the perimeter
I hate
here.
This angle.
I know, it's stupid. This shot is up. It is good.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, a hand in his eye, and he made it. God dang, guys. They're going to be around all game, aren't they? Three ties, five lead changes. Morehead with Morehead State at a 9-point lead at
right
the start
away.
Of the game.
Yeah.
And five for Illinois. Here's Dane with another take.
Wow.
Unbelievable, Dane. Okay,
man,
so
I like that.
11 for Dane.
Yep. Oh, I think 13 now.
Yeah, I think he does have 13.
That's his sixth field goal. Yeah. So this is going to be Morehead State on offense again. Just, I mean, if they keep making shots, boy, it's going to be a long afternoon. That one's no good.
Good.
That shooter kicked his leg out, and I was afraid they were going to call the foul. All right, here's Marcus with the ball, 13:35 to go. This is going to be Coleman looking for Terrence. and a foul on Morehead
grabbing
State.
Chin.
Okay, let's just freaking get them into foul trouble and shoot free throws to win if we have to.
Bully your way to a victory. You're bigger, you're stronger, you can score 2 point.
I mean, he was on the logo. His left foot was on the logo.
Yep.
So when do you make the adjustment? Starters outside of Shannon, 7 points on 3-for-15 field goal. Hmm. Bench now with Dane probably more like 24.
Yeah, these stats
on
are
8-for-10.
Yep. I think this lineup is your core lineup for the rest of the game. I really do. And another foul on Morehead State. They're grabbing. Listen, man, you just bully your way to a victory.
That's four. Oh, that's on Lathan.
His third and the fourth on Morehead, or just the third?
I think it's the third. Fourth. Maybe not.
I don't know. We'll see. It might be slow to update. But Illinois with only one team foul on themselves. 13:32 to go. Inbound Coleman. He's up at the top of the key. He's looking for Dane. Kicks it over to Luke, who wants the three.
Oh, let's go, baby!
Yeah, there we go. Luke with a big three. Time to get a stop and extend this lead. It feels like you can break through here. Jordan Lathan with three. Deontay Miles with three for Morehead State as far as foul trouble is concerned.
Gosh, we're so far behind.
We're just Dane helping out on the screen.
What? How do we not get that?
I know. Oh, out of bounds. Get out of bounds.
What the?
Illinois Good. Ball. Out of bounds, Illinois ball. All right, so it's 13:03 to go. You got a 5-point lead.
Can I just say something? I'm going to be negative, even though we just went on a run.
Keep it coming, baby. Come on, keep it coming.
I love Luke. He's been so good recently, but like you just wish that you could get like good Luke and good Quincy and good Ty, right? Like which you did briefly in the Big Ten tournament.
You did briefly, but I don't know if that's in the cards. No. But I tell you what, Dane's resurgence and Luke's resurgence has been something else.
Oh.
Here's Terrence for three. No good.
Good Luke.
Luke Board picked up his dribble, but he gets it out to Marcus. 15 on the shot clock. 12:40 to go.
Luke Attack wants Terrence. It. Goody wants it again. Dish. Oh.
And he loses it. It's going to be out of bounds. It will stay with Illinois.
I like that, though. Like, Terrence, Terrence is 2-for-8 from three. Like, just drive, man.
Yes.
They're already in foul trouble.
I think going forward, that's what he will do.
Yeah.
Okay, so Illinois ball still with 11 seconds in the shot clock. A possession with a chance to go up three possessions
foul.
Here.
Ooh.
Dane?
Danger.
Holy cow.
Oh, my God. I don't know what that shot was, but
seven
he's
7-for-7,
55-48. A bank shot, 7-0 run for Illinois when they were tied 48 all.
Come on, D.
A minute
come on,
and
D.
A half ago.
Lock in.
All right, here's Morehead State. This is Luke on Minix. Oh, boy. Now, Luke did okay in the first half for some minutes on Minix.
Double him.
And let's see if Dane comes over to help. The fadeaway is up. No good.
Good D.
Yeah, there we go. Damask.
Go, Terrence. Go.
Up to Terrence. Terrence.
Ooh! Okay,
come on, baby.
Oh! Yeah! Yeah! Let's go! Woo!
Dane, danger.
What a pass.
Oh, my God.
Wow. He's 8-for-8? Ah!
Well, let's watch this replay again. Oh, my. Well, they'll show it when we get back.
Okay.
Holy smokes.
I did say if you were going to offset Quincy and Ty, you needed a huge danger game.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, obviously that's not like a very intelligent thought, but that is, that's, man.
17-7, Dane.
That fadeaway.
17 points already.
He hasn't missed. You guys think he hasn't missed?
No. And already has seven. No. He hasn't missed. He missed one free throw.
Great. I mean, your defense stepped up right there, too. Like, what? You got 3 or 4 stops in a row?
Who fed him, Terrence?
Sorry.
Are you
yes,
fine?
I think so.
God dang.
That's another thing. What, you're on a 9-0 run, and Terrence hasn't scored.
All right. How are we feeling, chat thread?
Dane is lighting up the chat thread.
All right. Hey, for those that are in there, if you haven't already, just subscribe to our YouTube channel. Much appreciated. Give us the old thumbs up.
Throw a like. Oh, throw man. A like for Dane Danger.
Yeah, man. Goodness gracious. Okay. While we have this break, I'll do one sponsor per break. DP Dough online at dpdough.com. I hope that you all can have 6 celebratory calzones, piping hot, not red hot, piping hot celebratory calzones in the month of March/April. That's dpdough.com. All right. We're going to get back from the break here in just a bit. And you needed a run. You got the 9-0 run. They're starting to miss some shots. Isaac, compared to how you felt 20 minutes ago in real time.
Good. Yeah, I mean, better. I can't say
you know
I feel
what
worse.
Me of? Do you remember that skit with Tim Robinson making fun of the wrestler?
Oh, yeah.
He's, the pro wrestler's like,
yeah.
Yep.
My problem's not with you. But
no, I mean, I think there's reason to because I'll say this in terms of adjustments, even though the first few minutes it didn't bear out. The adjustment was, guys, stop shooting threes unless your name's Luke, right?
Yeah.
And you attack. And the fact that they made that quick adjustment, they take Ty out because he's ineffective in the first minute. Mm-hmm. Dane's been on the court since the 19-minute mark.
Yeah, that's smart. I think, yeah, we got to give credit where credit's due. Like, the halftime adjustments worked again. You're feeding Dane. He's clearly hot. You've taken, what, like two threes this half, maybe?
Terrence missed one, and Luke made one.
So Terrence just drove again. And the thing I really like is that you went on that 9-0 run without Terrence. So I think, man, just keep going to Dane until it stops working, and then hopefully if you can get up 6 or 8 points and then have Damask or somebody start knocking those in, and then you're going to be in good shape. Yep. A lot of time left.
NJ Illini on the money. If you saw Underwood, they asked what needed to happen in the second half, and he said he wants to get Dane more involved. I think he's done that.
Yeah. That play was incredible. They'll show that replay, I think, coming out here. But my God.
Don't forget about those two under the basket. Yeah, I know. That he had early, too, man. Acrobatic. That was like in the first 2 minutes.
All right, so they're showing Dane's highlights here. That's a pretty signature layup. That one was the bank shot before the dunk. But the feed from Terrence and the dunk.
Dane is the textbook March Madness like guy that comes out of nowhere and everybody, and just his name, right? Like,
great name.
So many people don't know who he is.
Super skilled.
Somebody
great story.
Said it earlier too. I'm gonna try and find. Somebody said in the thread earlier that the announcers loved getting to know more about Dane.
Good D. Good D.
Great D from Damascus.
I think Dane has taken over this broadcast.
I bet he has, because if you're just a casual viewer, what's your takeaway? It's the fact that this guy's scored 17 points in like 8 minutes.
Your takeaway is that why is he not like Illinois' focal point?
And he takes it, but he gets fouled.
Let's go.
Now he's getting fouled. Unbelievable. Okay, so already 5 fouls on Moorhead, and we got another media timeout here.
Let's go, another timeout.
But I tell you, and that's good for Dane.
Yeah.
Keep him fresh.
Give him some rest.
All I care about is keep him fresh, man. Anything else in there, Ken?
Yeah, it was Anthony J. Murph earlier. The announcers seemed to enjoy learning about Dane Danger.
Well, I will say this. You know, throughout a season, there are storylines. Marcus Damask emergence from solid transfer to basically your number two and a really good... he'd be a number one on most other teams. That's one storyline that's been pretty cool. I think Coleman's maturation, even though there were a couple moments earlier this game, and the fact that he's probably going to be the one of the few four-year guys you're going to see going forward in college basketball. But lately, in the last 3 weeks, I think it's been Dane Danger. And Isaac, I think, you know, conversations about him transferring out, things like that were warranted and understandable. I don't know if that's going to be the conversation anymore, and I don't want to make too much of a 2-3 week period, but sometimes the light switch just clicks for a player. This is not fluky what he's doing.
Dane?
Yeah.
No.
This is all skill.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we've seen that, and that's what's been so polarizing about the Dane situation since he's been at U of I, right? Because last year, the beginning of the year, we saw him tear it up, and then I think he even came in and played some solid minutes against UCLA early last year. And it was always there. You always knew that potential was there. And when he scores, it's so fun, right? Because he's so big, he's so skilled, he's so quick, like a smaller guy. But then there was just some lows definitely this year. And a lot of times I think he became Brad's like out when the team wasn't playing well. And Dane missed a defensive assignment, right? Brad's going to get mad at him and sort of be like the whipping board or whatever. His story's been awesome. He's stuck with it. I feel like you've never heard somebody say, oh, Dane's, you know, pouting in the locker room or whatever.
Not once. Like and he could have easily.
Right. So that's what's been so encouraging too. And I mean, his footwork and touch around the basket somehow seems like it's gotten better. And I didn't think that was possible after points of last year.
It's the old cliche of the game is slowed down for him.
Yeah, right.
It's happening in slow motion and everything's just been easy for him. And yeah, has he faced the likes of a Zach Edey? No. Well, but he did a few weeks ago, and I thought in the limited time and one mistake in that second half was not playing him more, he looked like he could hang, you know, at least defensively. So it all started with defense and rebounding for Dane, and now
activity.
He's an offensive beast.
He does seem to grab now like a few boards a game that are pretty athletic, like pretty... He's got such a wingspan.
He's acrobatic.
Yes.
The Dancing Bear, which is a great nickname.
Right.
All right, so we're back here from this media timeout. And Tad Johnson, manager of Moorhead State, there's probably a human interest story about him.
Looks like he's 12 years old.
He looks very young.
I think it was FDU last year.
And now they're showing a video of him robbing a place,
going over a fence. Yeah, this is where
somebody tell us what we're watching here.
If it's worth telling
us, this looks like a crime.
All right, we are back.
Ah, crap.
The NCAA, oh, man.
Now they got moment. They got this story.
They got the Tad Johnson story. We are screwed. God dang it. Not the Tad Johnson effect.
Whoops.
Okay, 57-48. Dane will get two shots at the line because it was a shooting foul. So Dane's sitting here with 17 wow. points and seven boards. And I don't know how many minutes he's played, Kent, or if they even display that on your box score app. He makes the first free throw. He's making free throws now. And here's the thing. Dane can be a 66% free throw shooter, and you can live with that for a minute.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It was when he was sub 50 that was a problem.
It's the rate that he makes his layups and things. Hey!
Makes both. Illinois with an 11-0 run. They are up 59-48 with 11:27 to go. And here comes Morehead State. I've been most encouraged by some good defensive stops recently, forcing some not-so-great shots from Morehead State. This is going to be a good switch from Illinois. Minix with the three.
That's off.
Makes it. God dang it, man. We were late switching. 59-51. I can't hate Minix, man. I know you look at a face and say, oh, I don't like that, but
no,
he's a player,
he's
man.
Good.
He is a player. All right, Marcus Damask here. A little two-man game with Dane. He's looking for Dane. The baseline jumper's up and good. Big
good.
Shot
Marcus.
From Marcus.
That's what we like to see.
That's classic Marcus.
Sorry,
right there.
Sorry,
I
keep kicking this table.
I know. It's the legs are out. You're
just
fine.
Just flailing my legs.
You're fine. 61-51.
Wow. 4-6-8, though.
Yeah, oh, balance. If he's not scoring, he does do other things for you.
I don't think Terrence has done anything this half
nope.
either.
And that's another encouraging thing for Illinois. They're getting contributions from others.
Good
Dane with a good job stepping out.
Travel.
Get big.
Oh, good.
Illinois gets a steal. Coleman up to
Terrence.
Okay, Terrence.
Oh, they called it.
Call the open. It better not be called for an injury.
I think Coleman did get touch.
Okay. Did they call a foul?
They better have not stopped the game. If they stop the game for that, he's got to come out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they should have stopped the game for it anyway. It looks like he turned his ankle. Damn.
Good D.
Ben Yates in the chat thread. 16 minutes for Dane.
16? And wow. there's
Ben
no
gives
foul
us
on
stats
that.
Better than ESPN. Somebody from ESPN.
They're just going to stop the game?
They're just going to stop the game when Illinois had a break.
What?
That's ridiculous. That's not how it should work. No foul. You don't do that.
No.
I don't care if
after Illinois would score, then you would stop the game if he's still on the floor.
Yeah. I don't care if he's violently vomiting. At the other end of the court. It doesn't
Everybody's
matter.
Just
you
slipping all over.
A pile up of bodies as Terrence
Shannon.
Gotta
wait for the next dead ball.
All right. Here's Marcus. Kicks it over to Luke. Luke 3.
Woo!
There we go. 13-point Illinois lead.
Goody, goody Luke. Gumdrop. Shout out Ben and Thread.
Three for four from three. He's made three. 16-3 Illinois run in the last 3:58.
Come on,
they have
D, lock in.
Luke works over the screen. Good job, Luke. Gets over to Minix. He works
good
under
D.
the screen.
Wow, yeah.
Luke working his butt off. He looks healthy.
Wow.
Works a nice switch action here. Luke and Marcus keeping their guys
help
in front
him
of
Dane.
Him. Here's Minix.
No
good
way.
Help from Dane.
Yes! Woo! Good team, baby!
A block.
Go, Terrence!
Go, Terrence. Finish
all
it,
the way.
Baby.
All the way.
And a foul.
Yeah!
All right, Illinois.
That's six.
Who is that on?
That's
Minix?
On Minix.
That's four.
No way. Really?
He's got four. I think he's got four.
All right, we'll confirm when we get... They show us after that. What a
that
job.
That is the worst camera angle. You
guys,
can't tell what's going on. Great defense.
That defensive possession.
Huge. Perfect.
It started off with Damask
yep.
and Goody switching.
Yep.
Communicating. Dane helping.
Let's see. Update it.
All right.
Miles has four. I think Minix has four now.
All right. Here's Terrence. The first free throw is up and good. It's a 14-point Illinois lead with 9:41 to go. I love this lineup right now.
Yeah. I mean, that's the first thing Terrence has done all half. And you're playing really well.
And then if anyone in the chat thread, they might have heard from the announcers, but if Minix, is he still in the game?
I believe so. Yeah, he's still.
All right.
And I think he only has three.
Yeah, okay. I think you're right. He does have three.
It is a 15-point Illinois lead. Yeah. 66-51 with 9:40 to go. Minix with 20 points and three fouls. Yep. Okay. Morehead State bringing across. Illinois' defense has tightened up. Something fierce in this half. They've only given up 13 points in the first 10.5 minutes. This is going to be Coleman working through the pick. Dane helping
good
out.
Good block, baby.
Dane with a block.
His foot was on the line.
It was,
Now, they're going to have to go back because they reset the shot clock. So Morehead State will have about 12 seconds maybe
great
here.
Defense.
And he might have gotten a little bit of arm there.
Yeah.
So, hey, that's fine.
We're not complaining. Ooh,
he tried to move it back, too. Look, look right at the end. Oh,
okay, 20 seconds on the shot clock because it did change possession.
Yeah.
So. I think, technically. Good job, Dane.
Five.
He's on Minix.
Ooh, good D, Coleman. Let's go, baby.
Marcus helping Coleman. Okay, we got the ball. Oh, my gosh. Defense is really tightening up. Luke, over to Terrence. Terrence is going to take a baseline. He finds Dane.
Dane Let's Danger!
What a pass! 68-51.
Illinois running it.
Man, this is like deja vu, but like more.
17-point Illinois
nine for
lead.
9.
Dane Danger, baby. The story of the afternoon in Omaha. A kickball, I believe. Dane, cool as a cucumber, man.
It's the defense, man. Like, you
it's
know
the
you're
defense.
All, what a block.
Isaac, you said it first, but I'm feeling the same way. This is starting to feel a lot like last weekend.
Yes. It's like exact, but.
Man, I know.
You wonder how good this team could play if they played like that for 40 minutes.
A three is good.
It's a big three.
Darn.
Shouldn't we?
Well, that's Lathan again? Is that Lathan?
That's, yeah.
With that hair?
I was just about to say he hadn't done anything. And
so a quick timeout from Morehead State. Understandable. 14-point Illinois lead with 8:42 to go. Oh, man. Real quick, as we got a break here, another sponsor of the Tuner Level is State Farm agent Brian Hansen. Online at brianismyguy.com. Life, auto, home, business, renters, you name it. Brian is my guy, and he can be your guy as well at brianismyguy.com. While we got a break here, I'll hit up the other two sponsors as well. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend. Give them a call at 217-841-4728 and schedule that AC check. We need to do that ourselves because before you know it, I know it's a little bit cooler today. Not in this nice, toasty garage, though. But you will want that AC purring like a kitten. 217-841-4728. That's Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend. And Owen Builders LLC, online at owenbuildersllc.com. And they do everything from home additions to patios, decks. If you got a home exterior project, get a free quote today at owenbuildersllc.com. All right. 68-54, Illinois leading Morehead State. A three there for Morehead State allows them to take a timeout and try to regroup here with 8:42 to go. Illinois, I love all these timeouts, Isaac.
Yeah.
I mean
Dane's getting rest.
You don't need a substitute.
No.
Just keep this lineup in there to close this thing out.
Hey, you've already got like 10. I think I looked last night in your tournament losses, like the last 10 years, you averaged like 58 points.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Points.
The offense, you had a dearth of offense.
Oh, right there.
What a Marcus. Pass!
Terrence to Marcus, easy two. Beautiful play out of the timeout. Terrence, has he scored other than a couple free throws?
I think
it's just the free throws.
He had 19 in the first half. So whatever his total is now, that's how many he scored in this half. Terrence works over the screen. Marcus works through a screen. And Illinois, so far, here's Goody working through that screen. So doing so far, 20 seconds in
good,
this possession.
Luke, good.
Luke on Minix.
Good
Marcus
switch.
Marcus switches onto him. The three is up. No good.
Good, Dane. Let's go.
A rebound for Dane. A little
cool. I like it.
Dane's feeling
danger.
Good. 70-54, another stop for Illinois. That's been the key to this half, along with Dane Danger's dominance. Defense has been really strong for Illinois.
Marcus wants it.
Here's Marcus up top to Coleman. Coleman does not take the three. The step back three, though, is no good.
Oh, there we go.
He nails it.
You're up 19.
You're up 19 points. You're blitzing them.
Let's go.
Man, if you go back to the first minute of this podcast, it was a very different, a much more uncertain
Again,
tone.
Oh, it was still all fair.
Except for Ken. He felt good the entire time.
It was still all fair. We can get into it more, but.
The three for more. Oh, man. Now Morehead State. Here comes Terrence.
Showtime.
Sorry, bad play-by-play, but some Benny Hill before Coleman lays it in, 75-54.
Man, you got to take a timeout.
I don't know.
Maybe not. I guess
what are you going to do? They have one left.
Under eight.
Illinois is just looking sharp. 6:50 to go in the game. Lathan, long two's no good. No foul.
Play on.
Nah, they call it on Goody. That's okay.
Goody and Damask have been really great defensively down there.
Illinois with only two, that's their third now, team foul in the and then the entire game. I think they've had six combined.
Yeah, yeah. Again, you're absolutely clicking. Okay, I'm trying to think, best half of Brad Underwood tournament basketball. NCAA tournament basketball.
Yeah,
NCAA,
yes,
absolutely.
Right, I was trying to think of like.
Drexler doesn't count.
No, doesn't count.
Or Drexler, like, is it Drexler or Drexler?
You play
either way.
Drexler.
I mean, you said it earlier. How many even good halves of tournament basketball?
Now I
none.
I can't think of one.
No,
I can't think of one.
If I'm being negative, let's hope you finish this out, obviously, and then you win on Saturday. The coming back thing, like how well is that going to fare if when you go against like an Iowa State, right?
Yeah,
when, and that's way down the road, but like the teams are just going to keep getting tougher. And now you did do it against Wisconsin.
You're going to need a Wisconsin type game where you're immediately engaged from the start. But you know the weird thing about this one,
Isaac, still went down 10 against Wisconsin.
You did, and that was short-lived, fortunately. Yeah. But I do think that with this game in particular, I wasn't worried so much about a lack of engagement from Illinois. It was just sloppy execution. So that's why I didn't feel as bad as some of the first halves in the Big Ten tournament, despite the opponent. But I was uneasy.
Right.
You know, I wasn't despondent, but I was uneasy. Now, what I really like about this, though, the fact that you're playing in that same arena 2 days from now, and you have a half like this, I mean, you just... Listen, you wake up Saturday morning, you're going back to the same place that you kick some ass like this. That is something that Illinois has not been able to have because, I'm sorry, the Drexel game, well, that was in one venue, and then the Loyola game was in a different one. It didn't even look that great in the first game.
No fans, right?
No fans.
You're going to have a lot of the same fans in the stands, too. I mean, people that watched that earlier game stayed to watch this.
Yeah, I saw a lot of BYU people there.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, this is just... you're playing the old cliche, you're playing your best basketball at the right time. Yeah, it wasn't great in the first half, but holy crap. And I think the thing is, you know, we've seen gradually, and I'd love to chart this, and I don't know if there's a way that I don't know if you have a KenPom membership, Isaac, or
I can check.
Or if you can look at Dane's box score minute game by game and just see the minutes played, because we're seeing an uptick in Dane minutes, and I think you're going to stick with the same starting five, but you are not going to wait for Dane Danger going forward.
Yeah, I mean, it gets to a... Do you just keep him as your... I mean, I have an opinion on this. Do you keep him as your strong, like, guy off the bench?
Yes.
Or do you... Yeah, so you wouldn't consider starting him.
Is it matchup-based? Sure. Maybe against Auburn with Broome or whatever, that guy that can really stretch the floor, that might not be the matchup if you were to get to a point like that. But I got to think against a Morehead State and then a Duquesne, they can't have a big... that could hang with Dane when he's on.
Right. You would think, yeah. I mean, Duquesne has, they have, I think it was, wow, is his name Drame or Dame?
Drame. He had a good
game. He's pretty lengthy. Drame. Like, so I could see him.
Could he shoot the three? Because I was vaguely
He made most of his free throws, but I didn't see him hit a three.
Okay. As long as he can't stretch the court too much. We're back underway, by the way. It's 6:45 to go. It's a 19-point Illinois lead. And Luke picks up another quick foul. It's only the third now on Illinois.
So, Dane, this is going back to... I'll go back to the beginning of February. So, 9 minutes, 7, 13, 2, 2, 14, 19, 10, 7, 15, 20, 6, 23, and then today.
It's 20. Okay, so today will be over 20.
Yeah.
Okay, minutes with the dunk, and it's 75-56.
There was two games in February, only played 2 minutes.
Man, what would those have been?
Wow, Damascus
at Maryland.
Double.
He might not have played Maryland.
Penn State.
Much. Penn State. Yeah, that's right.
And then I think Maryland might have been.
It's like unlocking a cheat code.
Yeah.
All right, Dane Danger with the ball again. He likes his matchup here, but he kicks it out. Okay, a little bit of a lazy pass, but Terrence has it.
Oh wow!
10 seconds to go. Terrence, the step back three.
Holy!
Nails
smokes,
it!
Dude.
Wow! 78-56.
Like, what are you gonna do?
You can't.
So here's an interesting stat we've been talking about. Dane's minutes, Dane's points, the fact that three of our starters don't have any. Damask is currently 10-10-6.
Whoa.
Four points away from a triple-double.
That is the quietest 10 points I've ever seen.
No. 10 rebounds, 10 assists.
Oh,
that's
insane.
Needs four more points.
That's
10
it?
Assists.
Yeah.
And a foul on Dane.
Oh, no, they didn't call it.
Hey, he went vertical, so I'll take that break.
I feel like they are allowing
and
more
nobody
contact.
Else would have
they
picked
are.
It out. Shout out to King Abbott Man in the thread for even pointing that out.
Damask three, no good. Yeah, it was an open shot.
Yeah,
5:30 to go. Illinois up 22 points. I mean, what a blitz.
Up 21 this half.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's right. 21 plus. Okay, here's Morehead State over the screen.
Wow.
Minix. Missed. Luke jumps at him. The three is no good. Illinois gets the board. 5:10 to go.
12 rebounds for
Here's Ooh. Terrence finding Dane. Ah. Brad's going to tell him, just chill out. But it looks like it might have been.
Oh, did he touch it?
They're saying it was off of Morehead State, which is a break because I thought
it looked like it was off Dane.
But they won't review it. Quincy coming in to give Luke a breather. I got to say, man, I love what I've seen from Luke today.
Yeah, huge.
And not just today.
Great defense. No, yeah. In
the Back
tournament,
to the Big Ten
too.
Tournament. Yep.
And Harmon's coming.
I'm still amazed by Marcus's stat line. I thought, thinking that he's such a non-factor and just, I don't know, he's got 12 rebounds now.
I would keep those guys in until under four.
I think, though, because you still have Terrence, Marcus, and Dane in there, you're just letting Harmon and Quincy get their legs under them again. and feel okay going into your potential second round matchup.
They got three guys in the paint trying to guard Damask.
No good for Damask there. 455 to go. It's a 22-point Illinois lead. Murray State on the break here. Marcus Damask goes up, but the layup is good. It's a 20-point lead. And now it's time to run some clock and get an efficient shot at the end of the shot clock. Here's Quincy.
Let's let Terrence or Marcus dribble.
Yes, this will be a Terrence possession with 20 on the shot clock. Oh, my goodness, guys. What a change in fortunes.
I know. Like, the fact that you could go from nervous about a one-point lead to this.
Here's Terrence. Pump fakes the three. Fakes it. It's going to be over to Marcus. The three is up.
Wow.
I mean, that tickled the twine. Like, hardly touched
the
rim.
They just passed it back and forth for 2 minutes almost and just...
Damask's dad has a very stoic demeanor.
Yeah, he does.
Marcus just needs one more point for a double-double. Look
Get
at Harmon!
Tristan!
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Hey, I appreciate that.
He needs one more for a triple-double.
Yeah, triple-double. Sorry. All right, here's a long board.
Give it to Marcus!
I think they know what's up, so they're going to let Marcus work
they
it.
Know.
There's no way there's been a triple-double in Illinois tournament history.
No.
Not a chance.
I think
nobody 0405. There was too much talent on that
Yeah,
team.
Right.
No, I mean, you just have such a small sample size because there's only so many tournament games.
That's
so
true,
no.
Unfortunately.
I'm sure Derek Burson will cue that up, but I would be shocked if anyone's ever had a triple-double. Here's Terrence. He's looking for Quincy,
wow,
the three.
Pass.
No good.
Man, that was a great pass.
Yeah, it was. And I like getting Quincy's shot, too. Marcus will get another attempt.
Ooh,
oh,
technical. What they call it.
Yeah, okay. Well, sorry, my play-by-play wasn't great there, but we will go to the final media timeout.
Wow.
Illinois, let us know in the chat thread. Would it be the first triple-double in tournament history for Illinois?
I can't imagine. It has to be. I mean, because I remember it was a big deal when Sergio McClain got a regular season triple-double, and it was like 10-10-10, right? It was against Michigan at home, and I think the year that Illinois went to, the Elite Eight with Bill Self's first year. And then I don't know the next time we got one until Io got two in the same year. And then... Didn't we have it? Coleman had a triple double earlier this year.
No, last year.
Last year, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. Well, what can I say, Illini fans? It feels good.
I've never like
it feels really good.
That was just such a crazy, polarizing, emotional 20-30 minutes. Like,
but you know what's? I know Mike Latulip's talked about this with Jeremy before. Like law of averages, the way some teams have shot threes against us, it had to even out.
Right. Right.
It had to even out. But what if it all evens out at the perfect time, and meanwhile you're still scoring at a high clip?
Yeah, right. You could get super lucky.
So were we on watch for this? So Terry in the chat, 669 points this season. Terrence, Sniper T, right?
Yeah. The most points in a single season.
Illinois single season scoring record. Was that just today that he broke
Probably.
That, though?
Yeah, because if you think about it, even though the 04-05 team had more games, I think their top score was Luther had like 18 points.
Terrence
a game.
Also missed six games.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
So
I mean, yeah, he will have the single season record. Even a Deion Thomas, who never had deep tournament runs, and I think they played a couple fewer games, and he was more of a 18, 19 points a game guy. So you score 24 points a game, that'll do it.
Holy smokes, dude.
Yeah.
660
the last
points.
Bobo, the last basket is when he did it.
All right. As we got to this last break here, DPDO, online at DPDO.com. State Farm agent Brian Hansen online at BrianIsMyGuide.com. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend at 217-841-4728. And Owen Builders LLC online at OwenBuildersLLC.com.
So Luke and Dane have outscored Moorhead 23-20 this half by themselves.
That'll do. That'll do. Well,
Man,
this feels good. Yeah. Ken, what we got in the chat thread here? Anything new?
So from Ryan, apparently the broadcast keeps reminding us that Illinois has lost three straight first round games. Is that even true?
No. I didn't think that.
They haven't gotten to the second week. They haven't done it in Underwood era. Yeah.
No. We haven't been since 2005.
Yeah, so it's not just his fault. I mean, Gross was
sorry,
close.
Ryan, did they I read that wrong? Broadcast keeps saying Illinois has lost three straight first-round games.
Week.
Yeah,
that
first
they're
weekend.
Wrong. They're wrong, yeah.
It's first weekend, Ryan.
Yeah. So that means if they are saying first game, that's incorrect. But I tell you what, the Chattanooga game didn't really feel like a win.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's not true, but they've said it like three or four times on the broadcast.
Come on.
The broadcast is getting it wrong.
Avery Johnson,
Don't forget the Drexler game. The Drexler Dragons.
All right, 81-58. Minnick's going to the line. He has got his today, but he hasn't killed you, especially after that opening blitz.
So Oregon's beating South Carolina by 10. Who else is in our region playing today, I wonder?
It's mostly the fact that the other two games in your side of the bracket are after this and in
Iowa
Omaha.
State game.
Okay, so I did just check my phone on accident, and Marcus does get a triple-double. So.
Oh, spoiler.
Sorry.
Well, now we got to guess how he got it. So can you and I can – or do you know?
No, Isaac? I don't.
Well, they haven't said – okay.
Booty ball
guess.
Baseline shot. Go.
Ah, crap, I just ruined it.
I like it.
Okay. How is he going to get it? No, this is a game. It's fine.
Marcus under the basket, you know.
Okay, Marcus under the basket. I got booty ball baseline, maybe a slight fadeaway. Here's Marcus. Yep. No, he's at the elbow.
Here he comes.
Nope,
here he comes.
Down the lane.
Double dribble.
Wow.
And then
no good, though. Okay. Hey, Quincy. Oh, it's going to be a three, isn't it?
He's going to knock. Oh, drain it.
Yeah. All right,
Woo!
Marcus. Yeah.
Dome basketball.
And they call a timeout so we can get recognition.
Dang, would that have been better if they didn't spoil it?
No, that was great. That
great
was fun
content.
To play there.
All right.
That was a fun game to play. Yeah. If it happens again against Duquesne, please spoil it.
Bobo, 10th in NCAA tournament history.
No way, really.
No,
that sounds right.
I mean, they don't happen that much in college.
Unbelievable, man. Good for him. When the shot's
All
not falling,
hail,
he finds ways to contribute.
Please call this podcast Don't Mask, Don't Tell. Jake on the
channel. It's got to be something. But, I mean, it's
an old 90s military reference.
I kind of almost got to call it, like, Sorry Dane. You know, like, 10 minutes ago, we were all just talking about Dane Danger.
Double D's.
I mean.
It's like, oh, my God, Damascus.
The double D's? I mean, that.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, help us out, Chat Thread. We do need some help getting a name. So now we get Moretti NCAA tournament action. And this is Hansberry getting his first NCAA tournament look. This is Moretti dribbling above the pick. He finds Harmon. Be there, Harmon. Well, it was online, and it hit nothing but net, but the problem is it hit the front of the net. So I think you're going to see Harmon's minutes continue to it's going to go to Goody.
Keep playing. Or play Dravemore. Draven,
yes.
Gibbs.
It'll be Dre or Goody, depending on who you got to throw out there.
All right, with 2 minutes to go, up 21, Mike, I just remembered something. We are about to enjoy a nice celebratory cigar.
Thank God.
A no-stress.
A no-stress for the most part. I mean, yeah, for the last 30, 40 minutes of real time, it's been no stress.
Look at the Underwood smiling.
He's like, see, I can put together a really good NCAA tournament team.
Oh, boys, this feels good.
It does. And you know why it feels so good, I think, is that just the looseness with which they played. And even in the first half where things weren't going great, it wasn't that Illinois was tight. Look at Dre. Ding up Minix. 5 seconds to go. Minix is just going to have to chuck one up here. Don't foul him. Minix taking it to the lane. What a finish. Oh. But he doesn't quite finish.
And Harmon
doesn't get the rebound. I know. He is a Chuck Knoblauch right now, and his minutes are just going to won't see him.
It's just, again, you saw it earlier this year. Like, you usually don't see a veteran come on and then, like, completely fall off.
And it's not as if, like, Luke Goody came in and took his minutes.
It was a while.
Yeah, he had all the minutes in the world to figure it out, and he just hasn't. It's too bad.
Well, here we go. Showcase on Underwood.
I mean,
you still got to win Saturday.
Listen, absolutely no excuse this year.
No, I'm going to wake up feeling great Saturday. Come on.
I mean,
I'll be feeling great, but after this, I mean, this just means that you cannot play like crap on Saturday.
Yeah. I would be shocked if you do.
Yeah. I do think after watching the Morehead, BYU, and Duquesne, somebody probably knows more than me, he's going to say I'm an idiot. Of those three teams that played today, Morehead State played the best, I think.
Well, Minix and Lathan had better individual performances than anyone. BYU had the one guy, Robinson.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not true.
Okay.
And then I guess the one lead guard for Duquesne. But I thought that, you know, Minix was, here's Hansberry three? No good. Almost a rebound there for Ashton Kutcher's cousin. Or no, it's not him. It's another guy.
Yeah.
A layup is up and good, and Vegas, are they sweating it at all? It's an 11.5-point spread, I think, or 12.5. It's 17. A 17-point Illinois lead. Time to dribble it out.
Nah, DJL's in.
Okay, yeah, DGL's
DGL
not going to
be.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay, so we got 45 to go. This is DGL working it. Nope, he's still got it. No harm, no foul. He's going to take it himself. Nope, he finds number 11. I don't know who this guy
is.
I forget the name. No. Nico's up top. No, you're right. This is Nico, number 11. 25.
Booty ball.
Hey, Nico, we'll go to the line to shoot two.
All right, here we go.
And Morehead State, they're showing their season coming to a close. They played a strong first half. Illinois' defense in the second half just really... I mean, here's the thing, Kenton. When they get stops, you know Illinois is going to score. So yeah. It's a pretty nice place to be. You get some stops. It really simplifies the viewing experience.
I'd say not to jinx them, but here's a nice place to be. When Nico gets points in a tournament game, you know you've done well. Now he's going to miss. Okay, all right. I was like, now he's going to miss both.
He makes the first. It's an 18-point Illinois lead. And, yeah, I mean, this is why people love the tournament. I mean,
oh, man.
You know, shoot.
So Minix, is he a senior? Is he done?
Yeah, I think he is. And like you said, Isaac, he was an NAIA player before that?
Yeah, in Florida.
All right, so this is Morehead State with 30 seconds to go. Lathan is still in there for him. 25 seconds to go. Is he going to chuck a three or take it to the rim? He takes it towards the rim. A little jumper, no good. Illinois does not quite get the board. Nope.
Whoa.
Oh, I thought it was a travel there, but no. Still Morehead State ball. 15 seconds to go.
Oh,
a block for Morehead. Oh. Okay, it's out of bounds. I thought his hand up meant Hansberry fouled him. Oh, well, Ken, what are we smoking? I don't need to have one of yours. I can have one of my factory smokes.
Well, then you'll have a factory smoke.
Well, unless you want me to have one of yours.
I got a couple for you.
Okay,
we'll smoke the good cigars. Not that those factory smokes aren't good.
They're fine. Yeah.
Quality Drew Estate cigars.
All right. 5 seconds to go. The clock is going to run out here. One more shot for Murray State. Morehead State. 16-point Illinois lead, and that is where it will finish. Illinois wins 85-69 to advance to the round of 32 with a win over 14-seeded Morehead State, setting up an opportunity to make the Sweet 16 for the first time in 19 years against 11-seed Duquesne.
Let's go.
That was fun.
Yeah.
It wasn't, and then it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, right. I mean, oh, man. I don't think I've ever had such a swing of emotions like You went from struggling against a 14 seed to killing them in like 3 minutes, it felt like.
Yeah.
And again, you could probably get away with doing that again on Saturday, but then if you make it to the Sweet 16, you're not going to be able to keep doing that.
Well, did we get any names for the podcast, Ken? Anything?
I think it's all about Damascus. You know, the thing to... I don't know.
Dane,
this is such a long-winded answer to what do you name the podcast, but... This is just, it reminds you of how many different ways this team can do well.
Yeah.
This game was so layered. I mean, the first half, we were typical Illinois coming out slow, looking like crap.
Yeah.
But then we were all over Dane for a minute, and then suddenly Damask gets a triple-double. Come on.
Like, the quietest triple-double I've ever seen.
And we had, did we have three?
Just one about his business.
Did we have three starters that didn't score? Or was it just two?
Two.
Ty and Quincy had nothing.
Didn't do anything.
They were both 0 for 2.
And they get the Damask interview, probably because of the historic nature of that. But Dane and Damask will be the two guys at the podium. I mean, Coleman, relatively quiet, though defensively I thought he had some good moments.
Yes, some good blocks.
All right, well, we'll probably just call it Damask, Dane, Dominic. I don't know. We'll just a bunch of D words together. I don't know if we'll do double D's.
Double D's.
The classic Damask danger domination.
I mean, who'd have thunk it? But Terrence with 19 in the first half, a quiet second half scoring wise, but some great dimes.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, that pass from Terrence to Dane. That pass from Terrence to Dane was so nice.
Well, everybody, it's a sunny, slight chill in the air, but a nice sunny Thursday, March afternoon, March 21st, 2024. Illinois gets their first NCAA tournament win in 2 years. And they have a wide open path to get to the Sweet 16. And yeah, Duquesne, tough team. We'll look more at that matchup in the next couple days. But you just got to embrace any victory you get in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wake up Saturday feeling good.
It's a lot better than being, you know, a team like BYU, right? Not to just beat on them, but in Illinois' history, you'll take wins, and especially wins where you just dominated in the second half. So we get 48 hours to... Enjoy Illinois basketball.
And then I think by tomorrow or maybe late tonight, we'll know the tip-off time.
I was going to say, we don't know the time.
Yeah, because they got to get through all the games, and then they'll divvy that up. But we should know by the end of tonight when Illinois will play Saturday, I would assume, probably early Saturday afternoon.
I think we concluded, right, it's usually similar time to the first game.
Not too far. And also, they'll give one marquee matchup at the start of the day, and often that's a one
seed.
Right. And you had UNC play today. I think UNC-Michigan State will get the first game.
Yeah, probably so.
Because they both played early enough. So.
Yep.
All right, hey, thank you, YouTube feed. On the way out, subscribe and like this video if you can. We appreciate that.
Throw a like.
Kenton, you're going to be around Saturday as well.
Nope. Hey, man. You said at the beginning, I hadn't looked at my stat line. But
you're 3-0.
Wow.
If we would have lost, I would have felt terrible.
I mean, this garage is undefeated. Isaac, you going to be here Saturday?
I'm going to be out of town.
What?
Yeah,
where?
I know. Up in Michigan.
Oh, well, hey. I'm going to be in Michigan next weekend.
Okay.
If chips fall where they might.
Yeah, then
the. But the thing is, if Illinois does get to the Sweet 16, they would play next Thursday in Boston, not Friday.
Okay.
And I would still be around Thursday in case they got there. So let's fingers crossed they do, but they have a great opportunity. So, well, hey, enjoy it, Illini fans. That was a really impressive second half. Reason to be optimistic heading into the Duquesne game. You are playing very well when it matters the most, and that's all that matters. So, on that note, thanks to DP Doe, State Farm Agent Brian Hansen, Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, Owen Builders LLC. Appreciate Poor Brothers as well helping us out this month. Great spot to watch games, have a craft beer or cocktail, and Champagne Showers Podcast Network. For Isaac Ambrose and Kenton Elmore, my name is Mike Carpenter, and we're going to be back, hopefully, with another celebratory cigar waiting for us on Saturday after Illinois plays Duquesne. We'll see for the second half of Illinois versus the Dukies. Not Duke, the Duquesne Dukies. Until then, Oski Wow Wow. It is the 200 level.
Adios.